Before I start, I just want to say that it's a little bit challenging coming from the outside, not knowing the person very well, or at all in this case, and meeting the family only after the person is budded. From what David and Philip were talking about, and what I'm talking to Shelley too, a very warm feeling. I went to visit with them, and a sense of a very, very close family that, unfortunately, is a little bit rare these days. You don't really find families that are always as close as they used to make them. And it's a real tribute to your mother and to your wife and to your grandmother that she was able to create a family along with your father that shares that warmth and that closeness. Judy is survived by your husband, Dr. Victor Menashe, children Philip, Shelley, husband Paul, David and his wife Shannon, grandchildren Sarah and husband Ty, Jamie and husband Chris, Jeff, Jacob, Josh, Jesse, Kelly, Jamie, Marie, and great-grandchildren Ashton and June. On the Jewish calendar, we find ourselves in a time that's called the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, which literally is the 10 days of repentance. It's a very reflective time of the Jewish year. Just a few days before Yom Kippur, that's our holiest day, as you know, and we come together to share our reflections on the life of Judy of blessed memory. Judy's children, Philip, Shelley, and David, helped me put together these thoughts. Judy, first and foremost, was an outgoing person. From a very, very young age, she was undoubtedly the most popular person, not just girl, in her social circle. She was also a superior athlete. In fact, according to her kids, many of her contemporaries remarked when it came to sports, there was no real point to trying to compete against Judy. Her love of sports continued into her adulthood and married life. She was an avid golfer and a tennis player, as we heard, and really the list goes on. And Judy successfully passed on this enthusiasm that she had about sports to her children and grandchildren. It was from Judy that her kids learned the ropes of football, baseball, basketball. With her devoted mother and grandmother, she could always be counted on to attend various sporting events, gymnastics competitions, and the like. And the kids told me also that she was a very talented singer, channeling her love of singing primarily to her grandchildren, whom she treated to a regular medley of folk songs. These are just some of the reasons that those who knew Judy used to say that if they had to live life again, they would love to come back as Judy. Her kids recall that the kids, their friends were playing on the back porch during the summer months, and they would wait for the honk of Judy's horn so they could help her take in the groceries, but this wasn't totally altruistic. Their help was in exchange for Judy's generous allotments of popsicles, and you remember them, fudgicles. Family. Was Judy's top priority. And life taught Judy that her kids' well-being would be enhanced by a rich circle of friends and social connections. But the most fascinating aspect of Judy's vivacious personality seems to have been her unique ability to straddle two worlds. Rooted in the values and the customs of her Rhodesian Sephardic heritage, she simultaneously reminded people of an elegant, cosmopolitan, Jewish Jackie Kennedy. While comfortable with the traditional role as wife, mother, and homemaker, consistently deferred to her dear husband of 60 years, Victor, Judy nevertheless developed a keen sense of her own place in an ever-evolving American society. She independently acquired the skills to navigate that culture and directed her family accordingly. In a nutshell, as we said when we were sitting and talking about Judy, she was a paradox. As comfortable on the golf course as she was in formal attire, with meticulous attention to the way she presented herself, at ease as a supportive wife, mother, and grandmother, but with a dynamic and inquisitive eye to the broader culture. I think it's safe to say that those who have come together today to honor Judy understand those who, if they could have a second go-around, like we said, would love to come back as Judy. Judy Menashe was truly a complex woman who lived life to the fullest with no regrets. And during this time of the Jewish year, we Jews place great value on living a life of no regrets.